Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
So of all people to give Bill Cosby some advice about being in jail, one would be qualified is O.J. Simpson. He was stopped by the TMZ photographers asking what his thoughts were about Bill Cosby being sent to jail. He said the problem is the nature of the crime. He says rapists are frowned upon in prison. Are you sure that they're going to be guys protecting them? But it does take one nut. 81-year-old Cosby was convicted of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault stemming from an incident that happened in 2004, where officials say he drugged Andrea Constand at his Pennsylvania home and molested her. He's been sentenced 3 to 10 years. So far, his first day in prison was not a day at summer camp. Bill Cosby now being a prisoner serving 3 to 10 on aggravated assault. His inmate number is NN7681. He's been moved to Pennsylvania State Corrections Institute of Phoenix. That's in Swanksville, PA. Never even heard of it. 4,000 beds, maximum security, meaning it houses some of the most violent offenders in the state. He has been assaulted, according to his private conversation, which is also recorded and listened to, with his wife, Camille. He was hit with a stale hot dog bun, and he fell. He told Camille, "Write a check to anyone for anything. I want to get out of here." That was according to TMZ. And because of Bill Cosby, Jeffrey Owens, former Cosby Show actor who played Alvin, had to make ends meet working at Trader Joe's and other odd jobs. Well, thanks to social media, Jeffrey Owens is now employed. And Nicki Minaj felt kind of sorry for him when social media exploited him, so she offered him $25,000. And instead of keeping the money for himself, Jeffrey has decided to donate Nicki's donation to the Actors Fund. He said he wants to give this donation of $25,000 to the Actors Fund in memory of the late, great Earl Hyman, who played Cosby's father, Russell, on The Cosby Show. That's dope. Finally, some good news for Lil Wayne fans. You don't have to wait any longer. The Carter 5 is here. Lil Wayne made an announcement. He's confirming the news from a video he posted on social media last night. He began by addressing the confusion over the release date. Many people thought the project was arriving September 21st. That's just too soon. September 27 is when the official release will happen at midnight. So set your watches. If you don't wear a watch, your clock, whatever. Lil Yachty is set to star in How High 2. Here's the thing. Lil Yachty doesn't smoke weed, though. I want to see how his personality is going to fit into this movie. With Redman and Method Man, yeah, big shoes to fill. He's landed the lead role in the upcoming movie How High 2, which is scheduled to debut on MTV in 2019. Dave Chappelle, shouts to him. He's going to play the voice in T.I.'s head on the Dime Trap album. T.I. enlisted the help of Dave Chappelle for his much-anticipated album Dime Trap. Tip reveals that Chappelle's going to play the voice in his head on the upcoming LP. A snippet of the comedian's contribution was shared on T.I.'s Twitter page. Dave Chappelle as the voice in my head. He wrote, "The wait is almost over. Coming freakishly soon," in my T.I. voice. Speaking of T.I., he joins the cast of Monster Hunter. It is a movie, according to Hip Hop News. King of the South will be working on Monster Hunter. It's based on the video game. Should be interesting, right?